I've been on my own since I was 16. My stepfather did not like the fact that I am Latino, nor that I'm gay, and used to beat me because of it. I lived on the street for 4 years, off and on, in between San Francisco and New York, and this is the only place I can really come and like feel like I'm accepted, because it is primarily a queer homeless youth service. Any kid that's in the center can give you kind of an example of what life is to be on Market Street, because in some ways we all have made Market Street almost a second home. Not just because some kids stay there and sleep there, but because most of our lives we walk up and down Market Street each day. I mean, that's how I get home. It's Market Street, and I go up and down to 6th, and then I turn off of 6th onto Market Street. So in kind of an aspect way, like, Market Street is an essential part of everyone's life, and I think everyone has a story that they can tell, because that's how it is. I mean, this place is smack dead in the center. But Market Street itself is kind of like a world in its own. Like, you walk and you see so many things happening, and there are so many, I find myself like listening to people's conversations sometimes when I walk by, and it's kind of interesting because you just pick up bits and pieces and you string together, like, you make up stories like in your head about what's gone on, and it's just really interesting. So it's like astonishing in how much like that small space can really change. We live in a really weird society where we have a president that is corrupt trying to change the amendment to tell me it's wrong who I love, and trying to change the Constitution to say that I don't deserve the same rights as straight people. That has boggled my mind, because we're in a society that you would think we've progressed so much, and now we're starting to regress. And it's really bad. It's really horrible. So I pity, and my advice would be to those that are 13, 14, 15, coming out of the closet, you know, they need to be careful and fight for what they believe in, because it can get worse, it can get better, but it takes one person to stand up and say something to make any kind of change. And I hope that they fight for what they believe in and remember that they are worth something, because no one has the right to tell you can't love who you love.